Okay. You're listening? Closely.
To listen closely.
makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters, and restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Nay, if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you, O God, are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Please pray with me. Almighty and ever gracious God, today we give you thanks for the privilege that we have to pay tribute to the to give you thanks for the eternal life that has come to her by grace through faith in Jesus, to pray that your blessings will be upon the daughters-in-law, grandson, nieces, nephews, grandnieces, grandnephews, family and friends, and as she always put her family first, and as matriarch is now reunited with the patriarch, the love of her life. We pray, O God, vivid, sustaining memories of you until we are together again. By grace and faith in Jesus, in eternal prayer.
Awake with a smile, though we're hear the word of God.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust God. Trust me, said Jesus. In my Father's house are many rooms, and if it were not so, I would have told you. And I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back, and I will take you to be with me, that you may be where I am. And you know the way to the place where I'm going. And Thomas said to Jesus, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way. And the truth. And the life. Here ends the reading of his word. Thanks be to Christ for the gospel. Please pray with me. Again, O God, I give you thanks for the privilege that all of us have known, especially the family, and especially the boys, in knowing the goodness and all of the wonderful things that she has passed from her life into the lives of so many. I give you thanks, O Lord, for nearly 20 years of knowing Dorothy. Good times, challenging times, confident times, by grace and faith in Jesus. And now I pray, O God, that you'll take this sin-inclined life of mine, redeem it with faith in Jesus, work a miracle, so that the words of my mouth and meditations of all of our hearts may be acceptable in your sight, and to the glory and praise of Jesus Christ alone, in his strong and saving name we pray. Amen. Let me remind you. someday everybody is going to return from a service like this one, like you. Praise God, Dorothy Anderson did not insult God while she lived by behaviors. She honored God. And she did not ignore God by missing worship. She honored God. And she knew the truth and the promise of Samuel. Those who honor God, they will be honored. Sooner or later, usually sooner or later, and definitely in the end. So if you forget anything about this tribute to Dorothy today, if you forget anything about the thanks we are offering to Jesus for her eternal life by grace through faith in Him, I want you to remember this. Dorothy lived in peace, she died in peace, she rests in peace, and she intercedes for you in peace because she trusted Jesus with her life. In time, as a preface to eternity. Speaking of remembering things, blessed are those who die in the Lord, based on the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works to follow. Please pray.